Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home Lady Bombers leading Watson Chapel 27-23 here in the semifinals of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. We'll have our numbers in just a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home Boys Basketball Coach Josh Fulcher. Josh, defeating Hamburg tonight 59-51 and advancing to the championship game tomorrow night. Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. It's any win is great, you know, and the way we played for, you know, three and a half quarters there was really liking a lot of things there that we were doing, and was really proud the way, you know, we come out and played, you know, two halves, you know, two and I guess a half of a half there, you know, not fourth quarter, but a lot of that goes to Hamburg, you know, just wouldn't give up. They got a lot of senior leadership on that team, and they kept grinding and That's what good teams do. Hamburg's a good team, and they kept battling all the way to the end. So,
well, you and I were just talking about it during the break. You talked with Matt Allison after the game. I know he was really proud of his team to see it.
You bet. You know, and that's the whole purpose of our tournament here. You know, every team's up here, they're trying to get better, whether it be for their conference season or their state tournament team. You know, everybody's here seeing a good mix of teams. You got a lot of high-quality teams on boys and girls side, and everybody's up here trying to get better for their conference and postseason run, and he was really proud of his bunch, and he should be. You know, like I was telling you earlier, they've had the same group for the last 3 years. They've been playing a lot. They got a lot of experience, a lot of playing time, and thought they did a good job, and even more tip of the hat of how well our guys played tonight.
Yep. Well, you're going to be playing a Clarendon team tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, who looked like had a pretty good game against Farmington in the first semifinal.
Oh, yeah. You know, Clarendon, we're really thrilled to get them up here. You know, they're if they're not going to win 2A state championship, I don't know. I'd like to see that team that's going to beat them. But,
yeah.
You know, that Malik Cartwright kid is special. We were talking earlier with some coaches, and, you know, he committed to Delta State, and I think Delta State got a steal because he is a D1 type player. Mm-hmm. He's a special kid. Just a very skilled. He has a high basketball IQ.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you see guys that just kind of rely on athletic ability, but he understands the game. He's a willing passer. He's got a great feel for the game. And anytime you got a kid like that, you've got a shot to beat anybody. And Clarendon is that type of team. They can beat anybody.
Yeah.
But they've got some good pieces. But Clarendon is really ideally who we wanted to play, who we need to play. Just because next Friday, you know, we've got Jonesboro coming here.
That's right.
And Hamburg and Clarendon, and these guys are going to really get us ready and tune us up, you know, for our conference season.
Anything you do to get ready for a team that's coached by Wes Swift. You know?
Yes. Yeah. They'll come in here. Yeah. It's quite the tall task to open up with Jonesboro that first night. But, hey. That's good. That's good. You know, this is we're seeing some teams that's going to get us ready for that. And you know, but that's a little far looking ahead. We're just worried about Clarendon tomorrow night at 6.
Right. Well, Josh, again, congratulations on this victory and good luck tomorrow night against Clarendon.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate all you do, and I just want to thank all the people that's been here and helping put together this tournament. We've got our parents have done a fantastic job with helping and volunteering. We've got a community that supports this. We've got a lot of businesses that have donated time and resources. And really, I've been hearing such great things about our community and really proud of how we're able to show off our community the 3 days. And we've got some teams that are thoroughly impressed with the job that the way our community pulls together for Arkansas Belt Bond.
So, yes.
Again, thank you for all you do, and I just want to give our community a big shout-out and a big thank you to them.
All right, thank you, Josh.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Matt. Go Bombers.
That was Mountaineer Boys coach Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break and come back and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountaineer leading Watson Chapel 27-23. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Welcome you back into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountaineer Lady Bombers leading Watson Chapel 27-23. Let's look at the scoring summary for both teams. First off, for Mountaineer, Anna Grace Swarman leading the way with 8 points. 6 for so far for Addison Yates. 5 for Emma Martin and 4 each for Peyton Husky and Cade Gilbert. Watson Chapel, their leading scorer is Kiara Ginger with 7 points. 6 each for Taylor Witted and Dakira Kettle. And 2 points each for Kala Burns and Zamari Boyce. Now, again, I want to let our listeners know that if Mountaineer wins this game tonight, they'll play Perigold tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 for the championship, and we'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 101.7. If they lose, they'll have to play Norfolk tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for third place, and we'll have to move that game over to KTLO AM 1240. Mountaineer Boys will play Clarendon tomorrow night on Classic Hits 101.7 regardless, but the reason we may have to move the Lady Bombers to KTLO AM is because Arkansas State will be playing there in their bowl game tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, that is. The Red Wolves will take on Nevada in the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl in Tucson, and we'll have that game for you here on Classic Hits 101.7. And again, the other semifinal was Perigold beating Norfolk 52-41. Over on the Constellation side of the bracket, it was Wonderview over Hermitage 75-40, and Farmington beat Highland 62-51. So tomorrow on the Constellation side, Highland and Hermitage will play at 9 o'clock in the morning in the Auxiliary Gym for seventh place, and then here inside the hangar, Wonderview and Farmington will play for fifth place tomorrow morning at 10:30. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountaineer leading Watson Chapel 27-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.